The Commissioner's School for Agriculture. That's our topic today on the Southern Farm Network. I'm Mike Davis, and I'm joined, as always, on a Tuesday by South Carolina Commissioner of Agriculture, Hugh Weathers. And even though, Commissioner, it's only January, it's time to start thinking about the Commissioner's School for Agriculture. Applications are now being accepted for this year's class. Tell us more about your School for Agriculture.
Well, you're right. This will be the 15th class for the school. It is a great collaboration between the Department of Agriculture and Clemson's CAFLS, College of Agriculture. We call it a labor of love because it's a lot of hard work, but we love what we're striving to do, and that is to get the best and brightest of South Carolina young people to seriously consider a career, first academic and then professionally, in agriculture. In South Carolina.
So this is for high school juniors and seniors, is that correct?
That's correct. Rising juniors and rising seniors. Takes place in July. This year's July 21st to the 27th. It is application time, as you said. That application needs to be postmarked no later than April 13. So just about 3 months off. The application is, we really are trying to have the young people think a pretty good bit. It has an essay question on it, which has really helped those who decide on who to select for the school. We probably get 2 to 2.5 applications for every slot that we have. We normally take about 38 to maybe 40 young people. So it is a pretty competitive process. We work very hard to defray the cost of the school, to keep the tuition low. We raise dollars through things like the commissioner's breakfast that we'll have in a few days in Florence at the Ag Expo. The Ag Society of South Carolina, which is based in Charleston, was good enough to support us with a nice donation. They said that last year when I spoke to them, I insisted that they support it. So apparently they actually took that instruction. So they were kind enough to support. President Clements of Clemson has been involved in some events to help us raise those dollars. So it's a great broad-based effort, really, to put this on because it is such a laudable effort that we're doing.
Yeah. And it's a week-long summer program, is that correct?
It is. It is not it's not a camp to go and just go up and have a good time, even though we mix in enough fun for them. But they'll pick one of several tracks that they can focus on for the week. It might be production agriculture, marketing, education, something to do with this great industry of agriculture. And we throw them in the deep end of the pool a little bit to immerse them, to get a picture of what an academic career in agriculture might look like, all the while getting to enjoy not only things on campus, give them some great tours. Last year, they've been out to Titan Farms, to Amick Farms, Log Creek Timber, Yon Family Farms. So they get out and take a little road trip and get off campus, but have just a lot of team building efforts. But also we, at the end of the week, we recognize individual efforts for who really has taken the week to heart to excel. Just a great week, 21st to the 27th of July. Tuition is $375 for those students from South Carolina. We've had some from out of state. That's $650, so a very reasonable cost because a lot of people have gone to a lot of effort to help raise the dollars to support this. We use no state tax dollars to put this program on, and we're very proud of that fact as well.
And how can students go about applying for this, Commissioner?
Well, they can always start with the department website, agriculture.sc.gov, and can find a link to the Commissioner's School of Agriculture. That'll send them to another link, and they can find the application online. High school counselors should have some available as well. If they don't, they can ask for them. That's why I'm glad we're talking about this 3 months ahead, so those kids interested can get on to the task of applying.
The Commissioner's School for Agriculture, applications must be postmarked no later than April the 13th. And I've been talking with the commissioner himself about it, Hugh Weathers, here on today's topic on the Southern Farm Network.